Welcome to As I See It, starring Alan Weiss, the rock star of consulting. And now, from the studios of Howling Dogs International, here's Alan.
Well, thank you, Drew. Thank you, dogs. Thank you, musicians. That was a little piece called 44th Street Short. I'm back after a brief vacation, took some time off, back here fresh for the podcast. And today, Koufax and the cat. Here's what I'm talking about, the way I see it. We went out front of the house the other day, met some people, let the dogs out. Of course, we keep our eye on Buddy Beagle because Buddy usually takes off into the woods, picks up a scent, and off he goes. We didn't notice, watching Buddy, that Koufax had disappeared. Someone shouted, and the next thing we know, Koufax is running down the driveway like a cheetah on the savannah. He's racing down about 200 yards of pavement, and we see, not far in front of him, an orange cat. The people who share the same driveway with us, share the common gate, have two cats, and this cat had wandered onto our driveway, and Koufax was in hot pursuit, and Koufax was gaining. Just as they made the turn, the cat, guess what, took a sharp right. And as Koufax drew up, the cat launched himself into a tree, somehow hung on, and Koufax did not get his 13th confirmed kill. Thank goodness. Would have been his first cat that we know of. With the cat gone and all of us screaming after Koufax, he turned around and ran right up the driveway again. That's about 400 yards within just a few minutes. Not bad for a 6.5-year-old dog. He looked really good. Now, why am I telling you this? Let me think. It's because Koufax had a single-minded pursuit. He was chasing a cat down a paved road. The cat, too stupid to leave the road until the last minute, nearly got himself caught. But the fact is, Koufax knew exactly what he was after and how he was going to do it. Singular pursuit. Well, this brings me to the elections, and I'm looking at Pennsylvania. And what do we have in the Pennsylvania primary? You know, I hate to talk about politics here, but here we go. It seems to me we don't so much have elections about issues as we do about tribes. That is, this primary that the Democrats are holding isn't so much about policy, it's about demographics. It's about what groups are voting for whom. And if you take a look at these election night maps that have gone from a stupid whiteboard that Tim Russert used to use now to this interactive monstrosity that CNN has, what you see are counties and neighborhoods and streets and the second floors of buildings lighting up because people are Hispanic or Afro-American, or they're blue-collar, or they're white-collar, or they make more than $85,764, or they have 13 years of school or 25 years of school, or they pick up their fork with their left hand and drop it with their right. We're talking about demographics. We're talking about tribes. This primary isn't really about issues because I can't figure out how different these candidates are about the issues. It's about respective tribes. And I don't think tribalism has ever gotten any of us anywhere very well. Primaries before this have seen different agendas, I think. Now, you might say that this one has different agendas and they just appeal to different people who happen to live in different neighborhoods. But I really don't think that's the way it works. And the reason is the polls are showing that people who are rabid Barack Obama supporters say that if he doesn't get the nomination, they will not vote for Hillary Clinton. And people who are rabid Hillary Clinton supporters say in these polls that if she doesn't get the nomination, they will not vote for Barack Obama. That's why I think it's tribalism. We want our chief to win no matter what. And I think this doesn't bode well for the Democrats. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I mean, goodness sakes, I would never do that on this fundamentally egalitarian and democratic and honest blog. But I am telling you this. I don't think any of us should be voting for tribes. I think we should be voting for issues. And I think the candidates have an obligation and the parties have an obligation to put issues in front of us. I can't understand what the policies are about lowering taxes or improving the infrastructure or ending war. I'm not sure I understand the content at all. Maybe I'm dense, but I'd certainly be willing to listen. But what I don't want are people telling me her time has come or his time has come because of race or gender or ethnicity or anything else. We should be looking at issues. And it'll be interesting to see what happens as these superdelegates weigh in. And I don't buy the argument that the superdelegates wouldn't dare do anything but reflect the popular will. And the reason is, if that's the case, they're redundant. If superdelegates are just supposed to reflect popular will, we don't need them. We'll know what the popular will is, whether it's by a million votes or 10 votes, majority wins. I think the superdelegates, though, are created for a different reason. To use their judgment to try to make sure someone electable was nominated and to correct for flaws they saw along the way before it got too late. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know this. They'd be well served if they just took Koufax's example and understood that they're chasing a cat down a road. In other words, it's not about what tribe you're from. It's about what you should be doing, what you intend to do, what the end result is, what you were born to do. Koufax knows that. Koufax ran right past a wild turkey in pursuit of this cat. The turkey looked at the two of them and said, "I don't have any skin in this game. I'm not getting involved." Well, I think the rest of us better get involved. We need skin in the game, and we shouldn't be out there as turkeys gobbling up and down the woods. What we need are less tribes and more issues. I mean, hey, that's the way I see it.
You've been listening to Alan Weiss and As I See It. Please return to ContrarianConsulting.com for Alan's daily commentary, weekly podcasts, and monthly videos. I'm Drew Stevens, and from all of us here at Howling Dogs International, thank you for being with us.
And don't tell Ralph Nader.